Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with one of the very first French horn players in all of jazz. We begin a new jazz journey on a program that we affectionately call Neon Jazz. That was the jazz cat Julius Watkins with the 1956 tune Linda Delia off his LP Sextet Volumes 1 and 2. So he was born in Detroit and started playing the French horn when he was 9 years old. He got his chops going in the mid-1940s with the Ernie Fields Orchestra, and by the late 1940s, he played some French horn solos on the albums for Kenny Clarke and Babs Gonzalez. He moved on to New York City and studied for 3 years at the Manhattan School of Music and hit the small group jazz sessions going down at the time, and they were fruitful and many. This included two with Thelonious Monk featured on Friday the 13th, the album, and the album with Monk and Sonny Rollins back in 1954. From there, he was getting lauded for his prowess. Julius captured the Downbeat Critics poll in 1661 for Miscellaneous Instrument with the French horn. He also had a heyday on the trumpet playing with the best in the business: John Coltrane, Freddie Hubbard, Charles Mingus, Miles Davis, Gil Evans, Phil Woods, Clark Terry, and the list goes on and on. He made it to the age of 55, but festivals have been put on in his honor to keep the Julius spirit alive and well around America. And with that, we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of horn players, guitarists, drummers, pianists, and the best that the world has in jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Moving forward with another hour of good, solid jazz music. Joined by the great Coleman Hawkins, here's Charlie Shavers in 1958 with the song I Can't Get Started With You off the CD named Very Well, A Famous Jazz Party. Cheers.
Ha ha. Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and it's great music. Don't touch that dial.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told it to the trees. Yes, you told them once before. Now it's no secret. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know. To the trees. Yes, you told them once before. Now it's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
That was one of the finest jazz pianists on the circuit today, Jeremy Siskin, with the cut Whispering Grass off his latest 2015 disc, Housewarming. And this latest album only plays into his mission to bring the rich wonder of live music to a generation that grew up on recordings, electronica, and spoken word. So he has performed both jazz and classical music all over the world, in the United States, Japan, Switzerland, England, India, France, and China, and in venues like Carnegie Hall and the Kennedy Center, along with small concert houses and private residences from Ashland to Kalamazoo. And on his 2015 disc, Housewarming, it's vocalists Nancy Harms and Lucas Pino on the reeds that join him, along with Grammy-winning vocalists Kurt Elling and Peter Eldridge. And in addition to the music, he has been the chair of the piano department at Western Michigan University since 2014. And just recently, he swung through Kansas City for a gig at Take 5 and to guest teach at KU. And speaking of teaching, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Jeremy told me about getting taught by the great pianist Fred Hirsch.
Some of his students call him Fred Harsh instead of Fred Hirsch. He's really brutally honest and in the best way, and he's kind of humbled me in terms of where I am in my journey and, you know, what I really want to do with music. I think other teachers might focus on details of piano playing, which are important, and Fred talks about as well. I'll never forget my first lesson. I came in, he said, "Wow, you're a really good pianist. So what? What are you saying? What are you doing that's new? What are you doing that's individual?" And it was something that I really needed to hear at that time in my life. And, you know, it's been a quest that I've been after ever since.
With the legendary orchestra in tow, this is the great Count Basie from the streets of KC with the tune Taxi War Dance, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Going alone, life is your own, but sometimes the cost is dear. Being complete, knowing defeat, keeping on from year to year. It takes some doing. Monkeries, the blues you hear, keeping on from year to year. Life is a school, less you're a fool, but the learning brings you pain. Knowing at once you're just a dunce, trial and error, loss and gain. It takes some doing. Monkery's a slow, slow train. Trial and error, loss and gain. Finding your one place in the sun doesn't come the easy way. Shallow and deep, nothing is cheap. Measured by the dues you pay, it takes some dues. Monkery's a blue highway, measured by the dues you pay.
That was the very talented New York-based jazz singer, songwriter, arranger, and actress, Deborah Lotz, with the track off her new 2015 CD, Surla und Stan, and it's called Blue Monk. Her talented approach to the stage is full of bravado, and she has a wide-ranging talent that goes from a deep and soulful ballad to scatting on a bebop tune to trading fours with the hip-hop artist, and this singer was trained as an actress, but she loves the jazz. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what she told me when I asked her why she really dug jazz.
I think jazz was and continues to be so appealing because it's more open-ended, although you might have a form, but, you know, in theater or music theater, I felt like this is what needs to be done and it has to be done this way and you're directed in a certain way. However, you're still telling a story and you're taking on a character, and that is similar to being a vocalist, you know, because I'm telling a story.
From the pipes of Deborah, we move on to the keys of Mary Lou Williams with her trio in 1975 with the tune Dat Deer off her Free Spirit LP.
Thank you. Hi, it's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Day before Monday, I always miss the cheerful bliss of Saturday. Can't seem to find an ounce of time Wednesday. Oh, how it goes. I walk the floor and watch the paint peeling. I sit in shifts and see the light flicker. I check the time, it's always 9:30. Much too late for a sunny Sunday, sunny Sunday. One day I'll find you. Sunny Sunday, sunny Sunday. One day I'll deserve your company for sure. Sunny Sunday, sunny Sunday. One day I'll find you. Sunny Sunday, sunny Sunday. One day soon.
That was the talented jazz vocalist and forest Jacqueline Guillo with the 2011 tune Sunny Sunday off her CD To the City. She began her career at the age of 10 performing in musicals as a triple threat performer. From those humble beginnings, she has had a successful professional career, performing for 15 years musicals worldwide from her training as an award-winning tap dancer and classically trained in opera. So in 2009, she received the CBC Galaxy Rising Star Award for her very first performance at a jazz festival, and that was at the Vancouver International Jazz Fest. She has toured throughout Europe, Canada, and the United States, and she is still a big force in the world of jazz. From L.A. born and bred jazz guitarist cat Andy Waddell, we give you the 2013 song Answer off his Sunset to Seven CD, next on Neon Jazz. Dig it. Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. This is John Fetchok. I hope you'll tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Let's keep this music alive.
That was the very talented bassist, bandleader, performer, music educator, and composer right out of New York City, Ben Williams, with the 2015 tune Strength and Beauty off his CD Coming of Age. Though he's relatively young, he's already gigged with cats like Wynton Marsalis, George Benson, Pat Metheny, Chaka Khan, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Terrence Blanchard, Roy Hargrove, Stefan Harris, and the list goes on and on. And he just completed his film debut with Don Cheadle in the upcoming movie Miles Ahead, and it should be a very good one. And much more is going to come from this guy in the world of jazz and beyond. From the Manhattan Transfer to the world of straight-up jazz, this is Laurel Massey, next on Neon Jazz, with the 2004 tune Harold's House of Jazz off her CD Alone Together.
Beep-ba-loo-gang-a-doong-dang-a-doo-dow, listening to that bebop music, moving me out, grooving me out every night to a little club on N Street. The band is close enough to touch them at your table, people water a paw. Walk downstairs and open the door, and baby, you're in Harold's House of Jazz. Rhythm section burning, smoking up on the stand. Dig on the band, doing their thing. And you know the thing is swinging. So now's the time to be relaxing, sitting back, and maybe having a beer. They're gonna be romping, they're gonna be stomping here. Real jazz is for the folks who feel jazz. And real jazz is what the band is doing. You can be thinking you're playing a Charlie Parker tune. I'm almost certain that you wouldn't be wrong, folks, cause Donnelly is Harold's favorite song, folks. Let's go tell the boss he's got one hell of a place. Buy him a taste, man, I hope that he's open after hours. I know he's gonna understand that we appreciate the music he has. So stick with me till 3:45, then after hours we'll bang on the door. Then I'd have folks house of jazz. If you want to hear some bebop, the band is close enough to grab them at your table, people water a paw. Strut downstairs and open the door, and sugar, you're in Harold's House of Jazz. We got jazz in D.C., baby, listen to that. Where you been at, stick around, cause you have found some bebop. So now's the time to be relaxed, sitting back and maybe having a bite. They're gonna be romping, they're gonna be stomping tonight. Yeah, real jazz is for the folks who feel jazz. And real jazz is what the band is doing. You tell me think you hear them playing a Charlie Parker tune. It's something really old and he'll haul it, but I'll be damned if I can think what he called it. Let's go tell the boss he's got one hell of a place. Buy him a taste, man, I hope that he's open after hours. I know he's gonna understand that we appreciate the music he has. Bebop is great and the service is posh. Now would you believe you found from Washington have Rhodes House of Jazz?
I like neon jazz.
Thank you.
That was the journeyman jazz musician who played woodwinds and alto sax with many bands, orchestras, and jazz notables from the early 40s through the mid-60s, Lenny Hambro, with his faithful quintet in tow on the 1956 tune Coming Through off his album The Nature of Things. So he broke into the profession with Gene Krupa back in 1942, and he never looked back. And we will end this hour of jazz together with the talented modern-day jazz bassist right out of New York City, Michael Owen, with the 2015 tune Mad to Live off his CD, And Now. And that should accurately put things into perspective in minimal words for this cat. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is also mad to live from moment to moment, baby, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Dig it, baby. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.